mercy. Hallelujah. And those, that talent we had tonight, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Certainly sets the stage for the word. Amen. As far as I'm concerned, I feel we've had church, but I want to share some word with you tonight. I don't know how loud or proud or strong we'll get, but I want to share a few moments of the word with you tonight. And so if we could focus on, I think it's the book of Luke I gave you guys, chapter 14, verse 23. Yes. The Lord said unto the servant, he said, go out into the highways. And everybody said, and the hedges. What that means to me is go out to the city and the country and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Go to their houses and get them all to my house, so my house can be filled. Praise God. And so we've preached along these lines not long ago a little bit, but I just want to touch it once again just to maybe add a couple of things or whatever. But let's talk about stacking the deck for a full house. Stacking the deck for a full house. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Jesus, we're thankful and we are grateful for the move of God that's in this house right now. That every heart, every life, and every soul has participated in the feeling, the warm, wonderful presence of the Lord. And I thank you for that, God. That is major and that is a great blessing. And we do not take that lightly. And we thank you, Lord, for meeting with us again, once again, this great weekend in these services, making our coming week much better in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. God bless you. You're seated just now. The definition, of course, to a stacked deck is to, people will say that when they're trying to arrange things against someone and stack the deck against them. You know, football games, basketball, baseball games, and any kind of game, you know, deer hunting. Yeah, you want to put more corn at your place than they do because you want more deer over there. And that means you're stacking the deck. And your game plan's greater than their game plan, and so you feel that you're stacking the deck against them. And it's all working out greatly. And it's a secret for a desired outcome. And from card playing, it's where even a cheater may arrange the order of the cards. He'll try to stack the deck by cheating. And so stack the deck. That is to be dealt to the players. Now, I believe in the power of medicine. Amen. Praise God. I believe in the power of technology. I believe in it more and more each and every day because it's beginning to influence everybody's life. There's no way around it. And so I certainly believe in the power of medicine and technology. And I believe, thirdly, in the power of human ability. People have power. I'm just talking about natural power. Even before the Holy Ghost, people have been given an assortment of power. All of this rebellion and stuff that can happen with young people. There was a young lady that was in the service today there in Mount Airy, and Pastor Delaney, you just got to know him. He's just blunt, and there's no secrets. He just says it. And he said, Brother Marshman, this is a young lady. She comes to our church off and on. She's got the Holy Ghost a long time ago, but she's not faithful. She don't come all the time. And she's standing right there, and she's like. And so I just joined in the conversation. I said, oh, okay, she's a submarine Christian. She just kind of pops up every now and then. She said, yeah, that's what I am. And we made it light. But then he got serious with her and began to minister to her and all of that and challenged her to be more faithful. But reason that she was able to make that decision was because she has power. There are people that are very faithful to the house of God. There are people that are true Christians. I'm telling you, there are people that, I mean, and I've told many of you individually, just speaking to you, how that I've told you, I said, I wish I had 100 just like you. And I really meant that. And the reason I said that is because you chose to be a Christian. And you chose to be faithful. And you chose to support, to sacrifice, to give it, love it, and to share it, and to care. And I can go on and on and on about your character as a child of God. But you chose that. And the reason you had the ability to choose that and to stand on that choice was because you had power. You received the Holy Ghost because you had the power to come to a church and stand at an altar and seek it. Now, when you got the power, you sure enough got the power of the hour. Amen. But you, before that, had human ability. And so I believe in medicine, technology, and human willpower. We have a will. We just have to dictate to it every now and then and let it know what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. So, but I believe, even though I believe in medicine, technology, and human willpower, I believe more in the power of prayer. I believe more in the power of the Word of God. I believe more in the power of sacrifice. Amen. How many of you would agree with me that we could use a few more fast days? Come on now. Amen. And a few less feast days. Amen. If you're fat, you have more fast days. I did not say fat. If you have more fast days, hallelujah, you'll be in better shape. Praise God. The church has so much advantage on the enemy until literally. I'm not bragging on me, and I'm not bragging on individuals. I am bragging on the church because it's the greatest thing God has in the earth today. Amen. I literally feel like the church is stacking the deck against the enemy. And he don't like it. But how long has it been since we've worried about what the devil liked and what he didn't like? Turnabout's fair play. He don't care what I like. Amen. So I want the weak to grow strong, and I want the strong to grow great. Amen. And I want you to do great exploits. The world is suffering, but hope is on the way. Amen. That's why we're making more room. We're not making more room for bragging rights. We're not building a building so we can say we have and you haven't. I would to God that every church in North Carolina and the world were growing and building and at banks and talking finances and just sacrificing and going into it. Wouldn't that be a revival? Listen to me. I'm telling you, we're headed to that revival. Amen. Some of you could raise your hand. Years ago, I told you, they said, America is going downhill. I said, I know that, but the only reason God is allowing it is to get our attention. And when he gets our attention, we're going to go to God in prayer. And when we go to God in prayer, that pendulum that is all the way to the left is going to swing all the way to the right. Hey, it can't get any further right than it is right now. I'm talking about to the right. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going against anybody's political beliefs. I'm just telling you, it can't be any more different now than it's been the last 8 years or so. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something else. God, that's not the only thing that's going on in our world right now, in our nation right now. There is a revival beginning to simmer. There's a revival that's beginning to No wonder Paul told Timothy to stir up the gift of God that's within you, because if you don't, it's going to stick to the bottom of the pan. When stuff begins to boil, if you don't stir it, it's going to stick. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know how much stirring we need to do, because I really would like for you to stick. Praise God. Hey, but this thing is going to reach a boiling point. It's going to flow out of the pot. It's going to flow off the oven. It's going to flow out of the church. It's going to go all over Davidson County. It's going to go all over North Carolina. There's a reason why Lexington is in the middle of this state, in the very center of this state. If you'll find your county, it's in the middle of North Carolina. I believe that they're going to come from far and wide. They're going to wonder what we're up to and how we're doing it. Amen. And we're going to be able to share with them. And they're going to be able to catch the fire and fall in the flame and let the faith raise up great churches. Look at me like you doubt that. Hallelujah. You know why? Because you're looking at me. Don't look at me, but look at the God Landmark serves. Hallelujah. If he can use somebody like me and he can use somebody like you, there's nothing my God can't do. Amen. The world is suffering, but hope is on the way and the deck is being stacked in our favor. We can sit in his presence, and I've said it before, or we can stand on his promise. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's time for those of you that feel like you're zeros to become a hero. There ain't no zeros in the church of the living God. There's only heroes. Amen. You're somebody's hero, and you need to find them and let that come to pass. Hallelujah. I've had heroes in my life. You've had heroes in your life. I want to be a hero in someone else's life. Amen. We've got to stand up. We got to stock up, and we got to stack up. Praise God. I know God's grace is everlasting, but I don't want to lose his guidance because he can't trust me. We can't let tears be our counselor, and we cannot follow fear, and we must not let anger ruin our lives. This world is our world, and we can change it one person at a time. Hallelujah. Praise God. A full house. Amen. I know I played on the little card game thing. Don't get mad at me. Amen. But we're stacking the deck. Why? Because God wants a full house. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a mountain in Africa called Mount Kenya. Its peaks are so tall that ice is there all year long. And its 8,000 feet contour, the circumference is 95 miles. As the glacier melts, it forms a massive streams and a picturesque falls that deliver rich sediment to the Great Plains and makes all of that grow. Tribes believe that God lives there, and so they sacrifice animals to it. The water and the sediment from Mount Kenya's glacier, while nurturing the plains and animals, also grows rich green grass and vegetation for all that existence. It's said by scientists that this could cease to happen in the space of 30 years because of a warmer climate. Amen. Now, I do believe that we are beginning to see warmer climate. It's hard to believe it's November right now, almost December. Amen. We're getting warmer climate. But what I do not believe is there's anything we can do about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't spend trillions of dollars trying to change the climate. Honey, you ain't God. Let God be God, and let's have revival till Jesus comes. But I said all that about Mount Kenya to let you know, amen, that the church is our Mount Kenya. This could cease overnight due to a frigid climate. Amen. It could get cold in here overnight. Amen. The worship could die overnight. The song can lose its meaning overnight. Amen. That's why all of us are not here tonight. If all of us were here, we'd have to have church over there, whether it was finished or not. Amen. Hallelujah. Because things can get cold and the climate can grow dark and frigid. Amen. But we've got to keep this thing hot. We've got to continue to stack the deck so we can build a full house. Come on, somebody with me right now. Is there an apostolic out there tonight? Hallelujah. I'm calling on the name of the Lord for the will of God to transform us into the anointing that he wants us to be. Amen. Somebody shout yes. This is where God resides for the unity that is inside. He does live in Landmark. Amen. And our sacrifice is unity. Amen. Our sacrifice is our tithing, offering, giving, sharing, caring, burden. Amen. I walk into the church. Amen. I pastor this church, bless God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I walk in, and sometimes I want to say, I'm sorry. I did it, was it today, I believe it was, or yesterday, I can't remember. Amen. I walked into Fellowship Hall, and and Brother Mike Yonks was teaching a big handful of people home Bible study, and I was trying to take a shortcut through because the lights were left on out there, and I wanted to see where they had framed the walls, and I had to apologize. Amen. I pastor here, and I'm breaking in people's Bible studies. I love that. I can come at most any time, and Brother Tony's in a Bible study with another family, and some of you are out there teaching Bible studies to others, and you're knocking on doors, you're passing out tracts, and you're constantly talking about the Lord on your job. Amen. People have to change positions that work beside you because they're about to get prayed through right there on the assembly line if they're not careful. Amen. Hallelujah. That's hot. Amen. And when you're hot, you're hot. Hey, the devil's going to have to put up with it. Amen. We're stacking a full deck for a full house. Praise God. The river flows out of our bellies, for this spake he of the Holy Ghost, which they that believe on him should receive. Which they that believe on him should receive. The apostles, the others that had believed in Jesus, had received the Spirit as a spirit of regeneration and sanctification, as a spirit of illumination for our conversion. Praise God. So we're going to stack the deck. Hallelujah. We're going to grab the advantage, and we're going to make usage of the leverage. We have a leverage. His name is Jesus. Now, I had the power in me to come to God. He had to put the power in me to stay with God. And I thank the Lord for His Spirit. Let's stand tonight and praise Him for the Holy Ghost. Let's stand tonight and praise Him for His presence, for His anointing, for His goodness and mercy, for His love and for His kindness. What a weekend already. Hallelujah. And then for the Lord to body slam us with a challenge. Hallelujah. To stack the deck and fill the house. For a full house. Hallelujah. Paul was saying, don't leave the ship. Stay with the ship and stack the deck. Hallelujah. Stack this deck. Don't leave the ship. Everybody out on deck. Stay with it. Some of us are going to survive. Some of us are going to drift in on a piece of board. Hey, no matter what happens to the ship, stay with it. Believe it, receive it, and get all you want. Hallelujah. That His house may be, and everybody shout, full. We will stack the deck for a full house. And the Lord will wind up with the house that He has intended to be on this hill all along. Praise God. It's a beautiful thing God is doing. And I want you to take ownership. Amen. Praise. I want you to take ownership of what God is up to. Praise the Lord. God is up to great things, and I want you to be a part of that. And not just a part of it. I don't want you to just be around that. I want you to own that. Amen. This is your church. This is my church. The God we serve is our God. This is our property. This is our city. This is our county. Amen. And we'll always believe that. Praise God. I've had people try to move in. I've had people spying us out, and they fully intended on doing damage. They didn't like what's going on. Amen. Hallelujah. I knew who they were. They didn't know I knew, but I knew. Amen. I've called them. You don't know this. I don't even know if my wife knows this. But on Monday, I called them. I said, look, I know who you are, and I know what you're up to, and your game ain't going to work. We're going to have revival. I said, there's nobody in this city that loves Lexington as much as I do, and there's nothing you're going to do to cause damage. I believe that when God calls men, He calls soldiers, not sissies. I believe when He calls men to do the work of God and puts them in position, it's time for them to stand true and stand tall for what we believe. Amen. He said, Brother Marshburn, I'm not your enemy. I said, that's good. And I just wanted to let you know I don't want to be yours, and you don't want me to be yours. I knew what they were up to. Praise God. They've come. They've scouted out the land. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I tell you one more? I'm not going to tell you everything. I don't know what you're going to think about me. Amen. But I drove to his church. I knocked on his office door. He opened it up. I said, can I come in? He said, sure. He said, have a seat. I said, thank you. He sat down, and I said, let me tell you something. And I got on the edge of his desk. I said it again. I said, there ain't nobody in this universe that has a greater burden and passion for this city than I do. What he wanted to do is call some of the guests that we were having preach for us, and we were having people receive the Holy Ghost and all of that. And he wanted to act like Simon. I'll give you more money if you come. I'll give you money. You don't buy this. Amen. And some of those young... Some of those young guys were buying in on it, and they were thought, oh yeah, we'll be there, we'll be there. And they did have the courtesy to call me. And they called me and they said, Brother Marston, what do you think? I said, no, you ain't got any business over there. You said, well, they need the, yeah, they need that, but they know what it is and they're fighting against it. I'm right here and I can help them. Oh, I don't know how good this is going. It's not in my notes either. Praise the Lord. And so I sat right there and I said, there's nobody in this city. And I said, look, I said, I've talked to them. They've spoke to me. You want them to come? I don't care if they come. If you want the truth, are you apostolic? That's what I did. I said, are you apostolic? I said, they're apostolic. And when they come, they're going to bring an apostolic message. You ain't messing with their mind. Hallelujah. Amen. I know I'm not a very big guy, but when you mess with my church and you mess with this truth and you mess with our mission, I can get like King Kong. I don't know why. It just happens. Hallelujah. I just believe the Lord for apostolic revival. Hallelujah. We're not compromising. We're not going back. We're not sitting down and we're not shutting up. You know what we believe? We believe in baptism in Jesus' name. We believe in tongue talking, Holy Ghost. We believe in holiness and righteousness before the Lord. Hey, you can't go through the Bible and pick out your favorite verse and then spit out all the rest and throw it in the trash. Amen. It ain't up to you. You're not God. You didn't write that Bible, and you don't have the right to judge it. That Bible has a right to judge you. So what we're going to do, Brother Mike, in the spirit of love, is we're going to stack the deck for a full house. Amen. I know the enemy doesn't like it, and I know what he can be up to. Amen. But that doesn't matter to me. All I want to know is what God likes and what he's up to. Why don't we just, you know, when my kids were small, they had these little toys called Transformers. You remember them?
Robots in disguise.
Amen. And so, you know, they transformed them things into big muscle. Hey, hallelujah. Why don't we in our minds tonight just transform ourselves to devil stomping, people winning machines. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray right here as you walk the aisle and come to stand with me around this altar and believe God, amen, that you transform into a soul-winning apostolic machine so we can stack the deck and fill the house. Hallelujah. A stacked deck for a full house. That's what we're praying for right now. Believing God, trusting the Lord. Hallelujah. As you come, when you get down here, amen, make it real tight so everybody can get here. Praise the Lord. Amen. My, I'm telling you, that new building is right on time. Praise God. We need it, don't we? Look at this. Hallelujah. All right, let's just extend ourselves toward God and ask the Lord to flow through us. Give us everything we need. Enable us. Strengthen us. Anoint us. Fill us. Hallelujah.
Fill this room. Let it rise before the Father. Like a fragrance we fire.
Praise God. Yes. Yes.
Let our song of praise be pleasing.
Oh,
and
Ghost.
Our sacrifice consumed.
Holy Ghost.
As the sweet.
Holy Ghost.
Aroma.
Oh, yes.
Of worship fills this room.
Praise Him for what He's doing in you right now as we speak.
Let the sweet.
Praise Him for what He's doing in you right now.
Worship.
While the Holy Ghost is moving in this house.
Let it rise.
Oh, there's going to be people. There's going to be people speaking in tongues because of you. There's going to be people baptized because of you.
Let us song of praise.
there's going to be people that are going to make it to heaven because of you. Oh, yes, yes.
As the sweet
praise God, praise God, praise God.
Of worship fills this room.
Somebody shout amen. We're mission-minded people. That's what we are. And we have a mission in our mind. Amen. So go turn your world upside down. God bless you tonight as you're dismissed in Jesus' wonderful name. Love you, appreciate you, and respect you.